in a Los Angeles suburb, Sikhs and community members gathered for a vigil to remember the Sikh victims in Wisconsin. Some also tried to understand Wade Michael Page, the accused shooter, and his motive. Temple member Nachitar Singh Bular calls the act senseless.
It can be happen anywhere, you know, somebody, you know, come anywhere and it can do, you know, those things.
But researchers say Page had ties to music groups with a white supremacy message, and they speculate that his hatred sparked the rampage.
And with the guilt,
I've had so much guilt.
Tim Zoll came to the temple to offer condolences. He says he once hated all dark-skinned people. In the 1980s, he was an organizer for the neo-Nazi group White Aryan Resistance.
The whole white racialist movement was moving into a different direction. Rather than have all these great, big, huge organizations, they started to operate in these little cells.
And organize online. Rick Eaton researches hate groups at the Simon Wiesenthal Center. The center monitors social sites such as Twitter and Facebook and distributes an online application to law enforcement agencies. Eaton asks that his face not be shown. He says hatred thrives in music, epithets, and symbols.
The name of the song is Keep Fighting, and it says everybody, their job is to keep fighting, and if you don't, I'll kill you myself.
Rabbi Abraham Cooper, also of the Simon Wiesenthal Center, says online hate sites spread ideas and attract recruits.
It's empowerment. It's validation.
Rabbi Cooper says the sites create the illusion of a mass movement. But law enforcement is limited, no matter how offensive the language, says Teresa Carlson of the Federal Bureau of Investigation.
Until somebody actually threatens, there's a threat of force or violence, we cannot open an investigation on them.
Rabbi Cooper says internet companies need to do more.
The social networking companies on the internet could and should be doing a lot more to marginalize the messages and messengers of hatred and intolerance and terrorism.
Meanwhile, Sikhs in California struggle to understand how a house of worship could be transformed into a crime scene. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.